You mentioned prevention. What are some of the things that we can do on a day-to-day basis, week-to-week basis, to enhance our chances of not getting any of the diseases that we talked about, including cancer?
The interesting thing, Scott, is that what we do for one disease is usually good for all diseases. It's the same principles. It are the simple, extremely effective, and hard to keep. Diet is the first, is one of the first ones. You know, staying away basically from junk food, from refined sugars, from soft drink, from deep fried foods, from processed foods, trying to eat organic, more greens, more fiber. And within it, there are a lot of modifications based on the person. I won't go into it in a generalized answer. Sleeping enough. We are all sleep deprived, chronically sleep deprived. Now, sleep is not only the quantity, how many hours we sleep, but also going to sleep at the right time, around 9 or 10 p.m. ideally, if we can sleep in a quiet place, and more important, sleeping in a really dark room. We need the darkness for melatonin to spike. And when melatonin spikes, it protects the immune system, it has an anti-aging effect and an anti-cancer effect. The third is stress reduction, with whatever works for us. If it's exercise, if it's dancing, if it's music, if it's art, if it's meditation, if it's yoga and qigong, whatever works for us to feel like we are more relaxed. When we are relaxed, everything gets healthier. Exercise is very important, and especially walking. If we can walk 1 hour a day, there is no better medicine for not only prevention of cancer, but prevention of recurrence of cancer, up to 60%. There's no medicine that gets close to it. So we have these elements of lifestyle, of diet and sleep and stress reduction and exercise. And then we do need to have a good supplement program, taking something like modified citrus pectin, taking formulations that help with regulation of inflammation, circulation, immune support. Definitely very, very important. If we keep all of this together, it will really change our longevity. It's a great investment in living longer and living healthier.